Inside Mac.
For Tuesday, August 22nd, 2006, from the pages of MacMinute.com, this is the Inside Mac Minute. I'm Dina Orlando, and here's what's making headlines. Apple's notebook market has reached a new high. Macs are filling in the gap for children with learning disabilities. Apple is helping to make your software dreams come true. And will Tower survive its latest bankruptcy? Some analysts are saying no. Students at a junior school in the UK have grown substantially with a new curriculum that's being offered. Children with learning disabilities have been able to achieve their goals, as Apple has highlighted Cross Hall Junior School in Cambridgeshire on its website. According to the company, a little over 2 years ago, the school had just one Mac, but now it has more than 50. John East, who's the head of ICT, said children with special learning needs like dyslexia have expressed the ease with which they can just do their work on a Mac. He said where a child experiences a significant discrepancy between what they are thinking and what they can put down on paper, the Macs have helped bridge this gap. According to the report, the school has been named a Creative Arts Gold Primary School. This award is given to schools that demonstrate outstanding achievement and leadership in ICT by the Arts Council England. Head teachers from around the world now visit the school to try and figure out a way to incorporate this curriculum into their schools as well. Apple notes that the school has recently installed a Mac Mini in the reception area of the school. It has been combined with a large LCD display and is used to show a rolling presentation containing news from the school, bulletins for parents, and highlights of the children's best creative work. A made-on-a-Mac revamped school website is also planned. A new contest is in the works for those of you who dream of creating the next killer app. The new competition called My Dream App allows you to submit your best ideas for the next killer app. According to MacMinute.com, contestants will compete for a chance to have their idea realized as a Macintosh shareware application and earn royalties on software sales. 40 popular Mac developers, established members of the tech media, top-notch UI designers, and even Apple alumni have signed on to My Dream App as guest judges. The judges include Dig.com founder Kevin Rose, Guy Kawasaki, and Apple co-founder Steve Wozniak. Guess he'll be back from his Hummer trip by then. Submissions are open to everyone, but be sure to have them in by September 1st. The first week of user voting will begin September 21st. And for more information, check out mydreamapp.com. Apple has added more paid programming to iTunes, as it has included ABC News specials, which include shows on the LAPD, UFOs, and more, ABC News Celebrity Flashback, that includes vintage interviews with people like Steven Spielberg, the Rolling Stones, and Bob Dylan. And it also has added ABC News The Day It Happened, which features original video of historic events like the fall of the Berlin Wall. Tower Records has seen better days. Like in the 80s and the 90s, when music fans rushed to the store to pick up the latest tape or CD, things have changed. The once popular music store has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection from its creditors. This is the second filing in less than 3 years. According to a report from Business Week, Tower said its revenue fell to $430 million for the fiscal year that ended July 31st from $476.1 million a year earlier. Tower has said in court papers that the music retail industry has suffered substantial deterioration recently, and industry observers are claiming the chain could have a tough time finding a buyer who is willing to keep its stores operating in an industry that is dominated by online music purveyors and so-called big box retailers. Analysts are saying that Tower isn't likely to survive the latest bankruptcy. They're saying that they'll probably sell off the name and liquidate the inventory. According to the report, music retailers are quickly dying as online music sales continue to grow, and retail stores like Walmart, Target, and Best Buy offer one-stop shopping for busy consumers. Russ Krupnik, a music and movies analyst for the MPD Group, said, "It's kind of shocking how many pure-play music retailers have closed down in the time that we've been tracking the market." He said data compiled by MPD Group ranked Tower as the number 9 seller of physical music, including CDs, in 2002, but in the first 6 months of 2006, it was tied for 12th. It's no surprise that iTunes has played a major role in displacing traditional retailers. Nielsen SoundScan data cited by Tower in bankruptcy court filings said legal digital downloads grew 200% in 2005, while album sales fell 7.8%. Coming up, iTunes is known for music, videos, and podcasting. You'll never guess what else. And the Inside Mac Minute continues.
Good morning, my good fellow. Welcome to Smith's Computer and Robot Repair. How may I be of service?
Yes, my Mac has crashed. Big time. I was about to save the annual report when...
My systems are not operating correctly, Tech Tool will always find the problem.
Excuse me.
Quiet, you platinum-plated nincompoop.
I'm sorry. You were saying?
Anyway, my Mac totally crashed, and if I don't get this data back, my boss is gonna freak.
If it were not for Tech Tool Pro, my memory banks would have been lost in...
Silence, you motorized monstrosity!
It is not necessary that I stay here and be insulted.
Wait, robot, don't go. Are you telling me this Tech Tool Pro software can save me a trip to the repair shop?
Affirmative. I kid you not.
Don't listen to him, sir. No software product can match the technical skill and computer savvy of Smith's Computer and Robot Repair.
Baloney. That does not compute.
So, robot, where can I get this Tech Tool Pro?
From Micromat in Windsor, California.
Excellent. Thanks for the info.
You are welcome.
Find out more about Tech Tool Pro by visiting micromat.com.
I need a vacation.
You're listening to the Inside Mac Minute. I'm Dina Orlando. Apple has increased its share in the notebook market. DigiTimes reports that global shipments of Apple's Intel-based laptops totaled 780,000 to 800,000 units in the second quarter of this year, with the MacBook leading the way. This represents an on-year increase of 60% and has accounted for more than 4% of the global notebook market, which is the highest share that Apple has had in the past 2 years. But it can't be all good news, as the report notes that Apple did not do so well in the desktop segment with its Intel-based systems in the second quarter. Its sales volume declined 20% on year. DigitalDeck has released a network-capable personal video recorder that is designed to expand the network abilities of older PVRs. The new DigitalDeck is able to play songs from an iTunes music library by connecting to computers in the network, acting as a hub to the entertainment system. It can also stream photos from Flickr accounts and allows users to view content from TiVo on the same network. The new digital deck is available for $500 US. When one thinks of iTunes, music, videos, podcasting comes to mind. Sewing, on the other hand, doesn't come to mind, but Craft Magazine is hoping to change all that as it will begin delivering sewing patterns over iTunes. You heard me right. Once the magazine channels get added, sewing fans can click on a link, and each week audio, videos, and PDF sewing patterns that can be printed out will be sent to you. The first pattern is a stretch tube top with drawstring bottom, hipster shorts with scoop sides from Fitz Patterns. The site also gives hints on what types of fabrics will work best with the outfit. And those were the stories making it Mac. I'm Dina Orlando, and I'll talk to you tomorrow on the Inside Mac Minute.